I see you've awoken at last. Tell me, just what did you think you were accomplishing by charging into that camp all by your lonesome? A company with 10 men would have struggled. 5 allogenes might have had a run-of-the-mill time. 1 person was nearly suicide. I couldn't permit those lowly beasts to finish you off before I could exact my vengeance. Consider yourself lucky and avoid any further slights, and we both might walk away happy. Further slights? Oh, I keep a careful record of the things you've done worthy of my revenge. For everyone, really. The world has made itself my enemy, and so I must respond in kind. As for you, it began 2 months ago, roughly. You made my acquaintance. You neglected proper social niceties and spent the entire time gazing upon my bosom. Then you asked if I wished to get tea that afternoon. When I accepted, you tried to hold my hand as if I were some foolish child incapable of following basic directions. You spoke with me casually, with no regard for my name, like I was just another citizen of Mondstadt. Then each day you waited on my patrol route and took up my typically peaceful break for lunch. You spent the half hour asking questions to get to know me, and then encouraged me to do the same, filling in the blanks when I did not ask, because I could only assume it was an elaborate trap. Lest we forget, 3 times this week you've bought me drinks at Angel's Share, as if I have no money nor dignity to speak of. Truly, you have more than earned yourself my wrath. What are you talking about? This is absolutely a kidnapping. I couldn't have had those heliotrolls taking my vengeance from me. Then why didn't I bind your arms? Have you ever tried to move someone with their arms bound? The risk to serious injury is much greater, believe it or not. And as you can see, your limbs all have their blood flow, and the worst I couldn't patch up with a few scrapes upon your hands. You think this is some romantic excuse? You insult me yet again. You think I have some pathetic maiden without sense? Vengeance will be mine. And how do I plan to exact that vengeance, you ask? Is that a chill I feel? I've grown so used to the cold, I barely even notice it. Yes, yes, that ice will numb your tongue quite well. No more sass from you, which might just make your penance that much easier. That is to say, you're right. This wasn't a kidnapping. Since you don't seem to understand, I'll let you in on a little secret. For a long time, I strove to be good and kind and polite, to show the world I was not my disgrace of a bloodline. Yet turn after turn, I was met with scorn. People of Mond claim your blood and name matter not. Until you're a Lawrence. Then you're an irredeemable villain. So it occurred to me, why should I bother trying to change their minds? Playing the villain is much more fun, after all. So my entire purpose stealing away tonight, well, if I try to be a bit more genuine, will you keep this a secret from the others? Very good boy. There. Tongue not so numb now? Though don't hurry to speak. Endearing as you can be, I'd rather not have to cool you down again. And for now, bet you could hardly wait to see me uncovered like this, could you? I didn't become a reconnaissance captain by not being perceptive. There. Admire all you wish. I didn't give you permission to touch, but I'm hardly about to complain. Put those mischievous hands to use, and perhaps you'll be spared my wrath. Good boy. Squeeze my tits a little more. Roll them in your hands. Fuck. Yes. Just like that. I can feel how excited this is getting you. Shall we bear you to the breeze as well? Tell me, have you ever trained in dancing before? You've the body for it. That is to say, I see great potential in you. Consider this your first lesson, one of endurance. If you come before I allow you to, then I will get revenge. And I mean that. But how to punish you? Pervert like you would love me to step on you. Maybe a cage around your cock made of ice? A chilled plug that gets bigger every time you leave me unsatisfied? Of course, I have enough mastery over cryo that there won't be any lasting effects. Though, I'm getting ahead of myself. You haven't even disappointed me yet. So, shall we move along? It would be a shame to have to lock this up after all. I can hardly wait to feel it inside me. That's... I assume you can feel my approval, just as I feel yours. So, tell me, how does it feel? I need something to call you, don't I? Can I jump? Drool, you'd be a dog, wouldn't you? That doesn't feel so special, so how about puppy? Yes, oh, if you had a tail, it'd be wagging a mile a minute, wouldn't it? Silly little beast, it's only right of me to take you in, isn't it? Yes, yes, I don't wish for this to be a one-time thing. A dog requires careful discipline, and I will be a responsible mistress. Oh, yes, yes, puppy. Move your hips a bit faster, yes. Yes. Oh. I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to come. You feel so good for a lowly nut. Yes. Yes. Beg me for it. Beg me to let you come too. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Yes. Come for me. Come for mistress. Isn't it an honor getting to film me? Aren't you just the most special little pup? Good boy. Oh, that felt wonderful. Let me just... Yes, I hope you don't mind me lying on your chest for a moment. I was serious, you know. I don't want this to be a one-time thing. Perhaps I could kidnap you again sometime. You know, just without you almost getting killed by a semitroll with a very pointy staff, that I could do without. And after all, maybe next time I'll start your real dance lessons too. I do hope your feet are more nimble than your brain, sweet little puppy.